004, Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavus, Shar HaKniyah. So, Daf Kuf Tzadik Tes, the Chodesh Halvavus says there are seven situations when you have to activate Kniyah. And in the fifth one, he talks about having money. And he talks about that there are three attitudes. When you have money, when good things happen to you, when Hashem is showering you with good things happening in your life, there's three things. You could go one of three ways. You could just, and you have to therefore use Kniya. You're humbled when good things happen to you because you have to be afraid. You have to be nervous. You have to be humbled in the sense that you have to be worried that you'll use the gifts Hashem is giving you correctly. Because it could either be a big bracha and you'll use, let's say it's money. Now you'll give more tzedakah. Now you'll learn more. Now you'll have more money to do mitzvahs with. You'll open a gemach. You'll buy svarim. You'll hire a chavrusa to learn with you. You'll work less hours. You'll do good things with your money. It could go that way. It could be a nisayon, is the second possibility, the Chodesh Halvavus says, meaning it could just make you nervous. It's not necessarily bad, that'll be the third thing, but it can make you nervous, and now you're worried, and now you have to figure out, you spend time worrying about that you shouldn't investment, and you don't want to lose the money, and what's your best rate of interest that you can get, and maybe you should invest it in stocks, and maybe you should invest it in real estate, and maybe you should put it under your mattress, and you know, you're worried about losing it, and it takes you away, rather than focusing on the bracha of it, and using it to increase your mitzvah bank account, you focus on it. And he quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Kichol Yomov Machovim, on the page Kuf Tzadik Tes. Kichol Yomov Machovim V'cha'asin Yono Kam Balaylu Lo Shochav Libo. So you have no pleasure for the money. That it can go that way. You find out that you won the lottery. So you have to pull out Midas HaKniyah because you have to be nervous. You have to be scared because it could be one of three things. It could be a tremendous opportunity if you react properly. It could be a nisayon, a chefs of a nisayon, where you won't really enjoy the money at all. You'll be nervous about it and you'll take up your whole day figuring out what to do with it and how not to lose it and how to deal with it. Or the third thing is even worse. It could be a tremendous kishalom. It could be a terrible thing. It could be Hashem punishing you, because you're going to use the money to focus on, you'll have pleasure from the money, but the opposite pleasure. You'll start doing things that you shouldn't do with money. You'll start you'll be focused on Olam Hazeh. You'll start going places. First thing you're going to do is book a seat on a cruise ship around the world. That's the first thing you'll do. And then the second thing you'll do is you'll change your wardrobe, and then you'll finally buy a couch. That's a good thing to do. If your wife wanted a couch her whole life, then you have to go buy a couch as soon as you get some money. So, but that's what he says. So, and he calls it nekama from Hashem, meaning Hashem's punishing you by giving you money. So he says, like, you should be scared. Maybe it's a bad thing happening to you. You're dancing in the street that you finally got a windfall or things worked out for you, and could be, pull out Midas HaKniyah. What could be going on is Hashem's punishing you, plain and pashut, in one of two ways. Either this will cause you to focus on Gashmius, on Olam Hazeh. You'll learn less. You'll start doing things with money that one shouldn't do. You'll start getting friends that are not good influences. Or a second aspect of that is it could be the yisod of Meshalem El Sono Vel Pono B'Havino, that you're getting your schar for the mitzvahs you did do in Olam Hazeh. and you're having an easy life and a good life, and it's really Hashem setting you up, you should pardon the expression, He's setting you up for the kill in Olam Haba. And there is such a concept. It's in Chumash. Osher Shomor Leba'olav L'Ra'aso. The Gemara, we don't have to do any better. I think I said it last week when Rabbi Akiva saw Rabbi Eliezer sick, right? So all the, and he was in pain and he was a terrible sickness, and all the Talmidim started crying, and Rabbi Akiva, as throughout Shas, he laughed and they said, "What are you laughing for?" He said, as long as things were going for Rabbi Eliezer, as long as things were going swimmingly for him and he had a great life, I was a little nervous. I was nervous. Maybe he's being mekabel hischar in Olam Hazeh. And now that he's sick and Olam Hazeh is not such a pleasant experience for him, so now I'm more calm. I'm more calm that that's not the pshat in his good life, in his pleasant life in Olam Hazeh. So that's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar. So when you get money, again, he talks about money, or when you get kavod, I said President Kennedy was probably very excited when he was elected president. Till the bullet went into his head, then he probably wished it was Richard Nixon sitting there. And you know, you could be, you get excited, but you have to pull out Midas Hakniya. So number five is Poshet. Number one was pull out Midas Hakniya when you deal with people. Number two was pull out Midas Hakniya when you deal with special people, Chassidim, Anshei Maaseh, Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Hashem, special good people. Number three would pull out Midas Hakniya when you're the guest of honor and people are sitting there praising you. Number four was pull out Midas Hakniya when people are saying bad things about you. So pull out Midas Hakniya to react in the right way. And reacting in the right way was thank Hashem that they're only exposing part of your faults publicly and that you're getting some busha in Olam Hazeh, and it's a good thing to happen. And the fifth thing is pull out Midas Hakniya when there's a shefa of tova in your life. Because realize that there's a multitude of ways, a multitude of things that could be going on. Hashem could be sending you a punishment. And you're dancing in the street and it could be a bad thing that happened to you. Korach. Look what happened to Korach. Korach, his wealth was machshel him. He became arrogant and he felt all powerful and he felt he should get this and he should get that. Is all the Gemara says it about Korach. Osher Shomur Leba'olav Lira'oso. So, right? You become oblivious. So you have to be nervous. It could be a good thing, it could be a nisayon, and it could be a terrible onus. Number six, the last line of page Kuf Tzadik Tes. The last line of page Kuf Tzadik Tes. The Hashishi, the sixth situation which demands that you activate your Midas Hakniya, is when you learn in Lama Toras Hashem, the Sifrei Neviot. Now the Torah really, it's full of, first of all, Schar Ba'onesh is a constant theme in the Torah. So that should shake you up a little. You shouldn't just learn Torah. Shnayim Mikvecha Targum. Okay. You think about what you're learning. There's the theme of Rishon being punished. There's a theme of, it makes you nervous. Or even Sifrei Neviim, certainly in the Neviim, you see things going on. It should make you nervous. It should talk to you. The Torah is Torah. Torah. Torah means you should learn from it. You're not reading it, you're not learning it as an intellectual thing. You have to read. Even you read a story of Paro. Right, we don't do this. We read a story of Paro, and we say, ooh, that Paro, he was a very bad man. Bad man, Paro. But the truth is, what the Chavit HaLobos would like you to do when you learn about Paro, is to think, you know, maybe I also I'm a kashay lave. Akshay slave paro. Maybe my lave is kosher too. Maybe this is me. It's not paro. Me. Maybe I'm stubborn. Maybe things happen to me and I refuse to bend and I don't want to recognize that, you know, Hashem's trying to tell me something. Maybe that's me. It's talking to you. You have to learn Chumash and the Sifrei Neviim. The Chayav Talmudus means to say that it's talking to you. You, personally. You read the Sifrei Neviim, so even when you learn it, you're not, oh, Yeshayahu Novi is talking to B'nai Doro. No, it's talking to you. And that's how you have to think, and you have to take out the Midas HaKniyah and say, maybe I act that way. Am I free of whatever the Novi's talking about? That I do that also, I guess. Like, I do that sometimes. When you learn Torah Hashem, the Sifrei Neviim, the promises of Schar, we're on page Resh now, Schar Ma'onish Pashut, the Yod Biatzmo, and he thinks about himself, and he goes, uh-oh, She'enu Mamali Chalvosov Kalape Hashem Ulian Doro, because who could say he does? Who could say that he, I do everything I'm supposed to do? Nobody could say that. Klape Hashem, Ula Anshe Doro, that he fulfills his obligations to Hashem and to his fellow men. So he's reading about Schar Va'onesh, and he knows he's far from perfect. So instead of just reading it and saying, like, oh, that guy was a bad guy, he should reflect about his own imperfections, as Allah says, and this is Midas HaKniyah. That's how someone who activates his Midas HaKniyah reacts. He says, uh-oh, that's not Paro, that's me. Maybe I'm Paro. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm Homa. Maybe I act that way. In my world, in my Nisyonos, in my life, maybe I act the way the way this Russia acts. V'hareza chayav lehikona ulahashpil atzmo lefnei Hashem yisalami pachat ha'onesh. It should shake you up. K'mo she'omar al Yoshio ha'vashalom. This is exactly what happened to Yoshio ha'melech. Yoshio ha'melech, they found the Sefer Torah in the Beis Mikdash. He destroyed Avodah Zarah, and he found the Sefer Torah, and he opens it up, and Chazal tell us it was opened to a pasuk about what will happen to a melech who sins. It doesn't even say what will happen to a melech. It says, Yoylech Hashem Oyscha Ve'esmalkecha. Right? So, you know, people, I don't know if people here are familiar with the Gemara. So we read the Gemara, and we go, oh, yeah. But you have to, like, really think. He's reading an innocuous pasuk. It's not talking about him. He's reading a pasuk, Yoylech Hashem Oyscha Ve'esmalkecha. And he stopped, and he said, uh-oh, I'm a melech, this might happen to me. This could happen to me. That's how he took it, that's how he read it. He took the Torah as if it was talking to him. Like, he kishmo ha-melech has divrei sefer ha-Torah, and Chazal say, Rashi and Malachim brings it down. Ro'o kosov yoylech Hashem oizchot etzmalkecha, Hashem will send you, B'nai Selim, to Golos, and your king. And he said, uh-oh, I'm a king. But Yikras Bagadav. He took it like really, really seriously. He said, I don't want this to happen to me. And the tshuva, and he called the Am together, and he made a wave. He did Kirov. And he made a wave of tshuva. And this is very important, the Chavis Allah says, V'amaloi Hashem, and Hashem says to him, a few psukim later, and Yan Rach Levavcha, you softened your heart. Vatikona. That's what the Chazalos wants that word in there. Vatikona b'nei Hashem. B'shamacha. Asher dibarti el amokom hazeh. And he had to do that. The link, the extrapolation, and the link was done by Yoshiyahu. He didn't use the Torah codes to say it's b'gematria Yoshiyahu. He was nichna. That's what Chavobos is saying. Again, you read a story, you read about an onesh of a rasha, you have to be, you know, maybe that character trait, maybe I exhibit that character trait. And that's what Yoshio did in a marvelous way, and it made a wave of tshuva. Vatikonu ne Hashem b'shamacha, as dibarti al amokom hazeh v'al yoshev lios l'shamu v'l'kola, vatikra es b'godecha, you really took it seriously. Vatifka l'fonai, V'gam anochi shamati nu ma'ashem. And he said, you know, that's, you're great, and I'm going to give you schar, and you know, that's, so that's what he says, duchavis halavas. That's number six. That when you hear about schar va'onesh, you have to feel, that it's talking to you. And you do that with midas hakniyah. So that's the sixth circumstance where it's important to use midas hakniyah, is when you read these stories, or you read a Nevi'im talking, in Sifrei HaNevi'im, or you learn in Chumash, and you shouldn't, Midas HaKaniyah will allow you, will encourage you to internalize the message as if it's talking to you. Like Yoshiyahu, who felt so much that it's talking to him that he shook and he tore his begodim and he said, oh my goodness, we gotta do something. Okay. Number seven, is mamish is very interesting. Number seven is talking about that you're in a position now where you're doing a special mitzvah, like you were zolche. Events in your life happened that now you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, not just your everyday mitzvah life, but like something happened. You know something. You're in charge of something. You have a chance to do something. Something came to your hands. Something was noifel liyotcha. Maybe a particular poor person. Maybe a hachnosis kala. You know. Wow. You know. You got this chance. So the truth is that I'd say according to the Chavis Halvavis, but really according to everyone, that's maybe the only thing you could ever be a balgaiva about. If you're going to be a balgaiva about anything, the only thing that there's any logic at all to be a balgaiva about is when you made a good bechira, right? Everything else is totally not yours. Al yisalel chacham v'chachmosa, al yisalel gibor b'gvuroso, and asher b'ashro. Kiyam b'zosu, salel hamishalel, haskel v'yodoa osu. The only thing you could possibly be a balgaiva about, feel proud of, is that you chose correctly, you chose wisely in your bechira. But of course, that's also wrong, and so that's when you should pull out midas hakniya, when you are in a position that you did a successful mitzvah. Let's say everybody here is thinking, we go to Chavis Halvavos Shia, we're superior to the other people in the shul who don't go to Chavis Halvavos Shia, right? I hope you're thinking that. But the Chavis Halvavos says you have to fight that urge to feel that superiority. You have to fight that urge, and you should right away pull out the Midas HaKaniyah, so that you should not feel that way. In this manner, if you were appointed, it means it came liyodcha. La'asos dover mi ma'isah ha'mishma'as Hashem. That something came liyodcha. An opportunity arose to do a mitzvah. Someone asked you, maybe you could take care of this and this, and you take care of it, and then it's very hard. I know, you know, we hear this and we say, oh man, like you really can't win. But we learned in Shari Yichud HaMaisa, the Satan's first frontal line of attack when you do a good deed is to make you feel proud of it. I didn't say make you feel good. That's already a subtlety which needs an arichus that we will not be devoting to it. Not tonight at least. But he wants to make you feel proud of it. Proud. Literally proud. Superior to others. I volunteered. No one else volunteered. That's the first thing he'll do when you do a good deed. Because the Rebbe says in Shariach and Amaisa, he'll try to get you to spoil it all by feeling that feeling of gaiva. So that's sort of where he's coming from in number seven. And he says, when you are appointed, when something comes liyodcha, lasos dover mi maisa mishmas lashem, you're going tefillah. Maybe it means davening for the yom, or maybe like one day you daven the particularly good Shmon Esrei, and like you really feel good about it. Otztaka, something came up. O mitzvah. O nedava, maybe not even a nedava, or maybe not even an absolute obligation, but a nedava type mitzvah. Or you're like, you know, I've been working on this midah for the last few weeks. You know, I know a lot of people that should be working on this midah, and I'm the only one working on it. O tochacha, where it came into your hand, the mitzvah of tochacha, which is always gevaldik, that you have a chance to feel superior to someone else because you gave him tochacha. It's a mitzvah saseh. So you did that mitzvah. Al ya'asol pekach, don't do it. So you have to pull out midas hakniyah. This is number 7. You have to quickly. You have to pull out, activate. I said, you have to activate the midas hakniyah because it's a danger. Chagadavos is making a list of 7 flashpoints, 7 dangerous situations, 7 situations that should make the warning bells go off in your head to pull out midas hakniyah. And number 7 is that a ma'aseh mitzvah came liyotcha. Al yasov pekach ubelibo shemetz. Shemetz, even that's what the Yetzer Hara tries to worm his way in and ruin what you're doing by having a shemetz shel schichus das, a puffed up feeling of pride or gaiva. I don't know, that's his translation. Zechichos Hadas, or Gaiva. Same thing, really. I don't know. Ela Yikona, the Yashbel Atzmo Lefnei Hashem. You have to humble yourself mentally. You have to say, he'll tell you what to say to yourself in a moment, but you have to be Nichna Lefnei Hashem. You know, you have to say, did I do enough? Did I do it correctly? Did I do it sincerely? Did I do the best job I possibly could? B'niglehu, both in his outward exhibitions, uvamatzpono. That's like, really, you have to really mean it. Like, it has to be, if we could read your thoughts, we would also see the kniya there. Not just you talk, the right talk, but in your heart, that's the way it is. V'lo yiyah lo erech b'enei atzmo. Really, very, very precise words. It's really, you know, what the Lashon and Pirkei Avos, when it says, in Lamadato Torah Harbe, is probably the best way to express it, I find. This is like the best expression that sums up what he's saying. Al tachzik tova la'atzmocha ki lekach no tzarto. Al tachzik tova la'atzmo. Don't give yourself like a big yeshikoyach in the sense of superiority, in the sense of feeling smug and self-satisfied. You did what you had to do. That's all. You did what you're supposed to do. You didn't do it with your own kochos. You did it with Abish's kochos. So it's hard. It's dangerous. You look around and other people are not doing that. And you're doing better than other people. And you're ahead of the game. And you know, and it's always a danger in any avodah. You look around and you say, well, at least I'm better than him, at least I'm better than him, and you become sort of smug and self-satisfied that way, that you don't even do your utmost because of that. But he's not even talking about that. That's like going off on a tangent. You did your utmost, but you feel proud of it. You're proud. The literal word proud. What do I mean? Say, why shouldn't you feel proud? The literal meaning of the word proud is bad. You should feel good that you had the opportunity to do a mitzvah, but you immediately have to feel humbled and say, like, this is nothing. Like, okay, I did this, but who knows how much more I have to do? And who knows if I can maintain this madrega? And just fight the pride. Don't feel... You see, nowadays you can't say don't feel good about yourself, because that's like one of the Aseres HaDibros, is to feel good about yourself. So I have to phrase it in a more palatable way. So I say don't feel proud of yourself. Don't feel gaivadik. Look, but the Chavis Avoda says, lo yiyah erech b'yadni atzmo, he says it perfectly. It should not have any value in your eyes, b'yachas, relative to la'otzum chavoso klapei Hashem. That's the trick. Don't feel proud of yourself relative to what you should be doing. Always feel that drive to do more. Maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. That's what he wants you to do. Pull out the meat so as not to be nichshal in gaiva and in self-satisfied smugness. pull out the Midas HaKniya and think, force yourself to think, but relative to my obligation, there's nothing, it's like a joke. Maybe I should be doing much more. I probably should be doing much more. And then like, before you know it, you'll feel embarrassed that you feel good about what you did. This is like nothing. And Adarabba, now I see I could do it. So maybe I should always do it. That's what he wants, that's how he wants you to think, the Chayim Sol Lovis. My obligations are much more than this, what I did, ka'omro. And he brings out the pasuk in Micha. What can I go before Hashem with? How can I be kafif? How can I show my subservience to Hashem? What can I do? Hayirtz Hashem ba'al fe'elim. You think Hashem? You do the big headline stuff. Reuven brings. Someone named Reuven. Yes. I meant the Reuven is in Reuven and Shimon Levi. Reuven brought 1,000 elim to the Beis Mikdash. Headlines. So that's what Hashem does. Beribavos nachlei sham, and Hashem has no interest in that. Hashem doesn't want the headlines. So how do you fulfill your obligations? He gives lecha odom matov. Uma Hashem dorish mimecha. It's a famous in Micha. Should I bring him a lot of olos, a lot of karbonos? Hashem wants thousands of halen. Not interested. What he really wants from you, kiyam asos mishpat, to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. That's mishpat. The avas chesed. It's like beyond correctness, beyond doing the technical stuff that you're mechuyev to do. We're not doing aveiros. Avas chesed. You have to love to do chesed for your fellow man. You have to love to do things for them, help them out. So that, according to the Mefarshim that I saw on Chayvus Halvavos, they interpret that the Chayvus Halvavos' point of bringing down this pasuk is really, he's defining Kenia as Hatznei Alechas Imalokecha. That's what the Mefarshim learned. That this Tznius of which the Navi talks is that emotion that you never feel that you've done enough. L'gabe yochiyuv to Hashem. And that's Hatznei Aleches, means that's pride. That's bepnimius libcha. That's bepnimius libcha. That's what the Midas, and it's a reference to the Midas HaKniya. That's the tznius, that you're serving Hashem with that, with that humility. That's you feel humble. You feel, that's what the Chayvus Halvavos' picture of Kniya is, the feeling really of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That's what the Chayvus Halvavos, remember, we've been learning Midas Shar HaKniya now for a good few weeks. He wants you to feel like you're standing in front of Hashem, and you're serving Hashem, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're filling your obligations to Hashem, so it's like a joke what you're doing. So that hergish is, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that bittel. Hashem doesn't want that you feel obligated to him, that you recognize that he doesn't need your obligations. He doesn't need what you're going to do for him. But that's what the Avodas Adam is, to recognize what Hashem did for you and the reciprocal Hakaras HaTov. And the Hakaras HaTov, that's the reciprocal feeling from the recognition that Hashem did for you. That's what I learned. You can learn Stamat Nei Alechasim Alokecha, that they don't learn he's on bringing down this pasuk, and his main pasuk is Bameh Ikaf Lelo Keimoro. You can learn like that, and he just brought down the answer. But they learned that Hatznei Aleches here is the suggestion of the Navi. I mean, it's a deep secret, belibcha. No one knows if you feel that way. No one knows if you feel kanua, if you feel the kniya, or if you don't. Right? The two people are the same. It's mosul alev. It's mamish in your lev. If you feel that I did this, but it's a drop in the bucket, legabi what I should do. Or if you feel proud of what you did, and you feel pride and proud, and then you feel superior because of it. Okay. We'll stop here. Perek Dalet. We finish Perek Dalet. What?
People who are
Yeah.